Parshas Baloischa, one of the biggest sides is the traveling. Al pi Hashem yachnu v'al pi Hashem yisou, that Hashem guides our footsteps. And this is taken from Feast of Faith by Rav Moshe Wolfson, his Torah. It's a beautiful, beautiful Torah based on the Pasuk Mashem mitzadei gever koinanu v'darkoi yechbatz, which is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, which means that from Hashem are set the footsteps of man and he wants his way. The Baal Shem Tov revealed Kabbalistic teachings to serve Hashem with more simcha and with more joy. And one of the things the Baal Shem Tov stressed is that our world is full of nitzotzeis, full of these holy sparks that fell into a klipa that needs to be redeemed. And our tasks as partners with Hashem in creation is to bring the world to perfection. We rectify each and every one of these sparks. And we complete ourselves because these sparks we raise are part of our neshama. And every person needs to bring out their own sparks and elevate them. How do we do that? By using each day, each hour, each moment in the best way possible. Every time you encounter a place, an item, a person, you're brought to these sparks. And when you utilize this encounter, whether it's eating food or drinking or sleeping or work or exercise or even playing with young people, they play, or whatever it is, you further with that the service of Hashem, you raise those sparks at that moment of time, and you release them from their confinement, and it's brought into holiness. So for example, if the sparks of your soul is in a piece of furniture that's in a furniture store, Hashem will cause you to enter the store, be attracted to that piece of furniture, and purchase it. And by doing that, L'shem Shemayim, you elevate the sparks in that piece of furniture. If there are sparks there that belong to another person, after elevating for a few years, you may choose that it doesn't suit your needs anymore. You'll put an ad in the newspaper and a second person will pick it up. That'll rectify his sparks. So this is a constant scenario in every place, in every moment. Sometimes it's an encounter with a test. We're tempted to say something wrong that's not proper, or to eat something that's not according to our kashrut standards, or looking at something we shouldn't look. When we control ourselves and hold ourselves back, we are raising sparks from the evil. We free it from its source by not engaging in it. So this is an unbelievable thing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha that's beyond our comprehension, that's so exact and precise, and no detail is unaccounted for. The Baal Shem Tov taught us that with the millions and trillions of leaves that drop from trees in the fall, in the autumn, there's precise hashkacha pratis about each individual leaf, where it should land, what direction it should point, whether to the north or the south. And certainly our lives are choreographed exactly where it needs to be, exactly where we need to put be. When we go to a shopping market, L'shem Shemayim, we want to buy a fruit, we may be on vacation, we stop off in a restaurant, in a supermarket, and we see fruit, and we purchase some apples. Those apples are screaming, make a bracha on me. And that's why you're there. So very often you may go on a business trip, you think you're going there to make money, or you're going to the Catskills for a summer or a vacation, but you have to realize with darko yechbites, it's serving a purpose to serve Hashem. Hashem whether it's a business trip, a vacation, wherever it is, the purpose of it is perhaps even to make that bracha of shahakal on that water that was needed there, or whatever it is. The idea is also we all yearn to be in Eretz Yisrael, and we should always yearn for it and strive for it and always daven for it. But the idea is that wherever we are, we have sparks of holiness all over the world, which we need to elevate. So if we're here in Golus, we need to elevate those sparks. And that's why certain people live at certain places, certain times, and Jews, you see neighborhoods change, and all of this is from the deep causes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cause us to elevate those sparks. So remember that. This is the takeaway of this particular Torah, that wherever we are sent with tasks, with elevating holy sparks, that only we could accomplish and no one else could accomplish. A second yesod that Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says, it's a beautiful thing in this week's Parsha, the idea of the pasuk that says Hashem diber toiv al Yisrael. Hashem has spoken well of Kal Yisrael. And the Lechavitcher Rebbe used to hire a band of music when he went to the mikveh Erev Shabbos Baal Yischa. Why? because with this parsha is scattering and of going into galus, but there's a bright silver lining. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael, Hashem diber toiv al Yisrael. Hashem has spoken well of Klal Yisrael. He's showing us that even if we're in galus and we're traveling and we're elevating these sparks, and we see we're mekadoshim shemayim even in the galus. So we have to realize Hashem speaks well of his Eden in galus, and even in Eretz Yisrael, we yearn to be there. And when we're there, we have a certain shleimus. But we're in galus until Mashiach comes. Even over there, it's not in its full glory. And therefore, wherever we are, we need to elevate those sparks. We need to elevate ourselves with a simcha, with a strong feeling of a menucha, of and betochin, and Yerushalayim, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. We are all important. We're all significant. We each have our own sparks to elevate. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guide us and to have emunah and betachin in that he's guiding us in the right way, and to help us make the right decisions and to elevate those sparks the way we need to elevate them. And with that, we bring tremendous bracha to ourselves and to Klal Yisrael as a whole. Bracha v'atzlacha.